Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Full forecast details are coming up. The only finalist for the position of Mount Pleasant Administrator is currently the administrator in the village of Sister Bay in Door County. In a brief email, interim Mount Pleasant Administrator Tim Zarzecki said Zeke Jackson is the only finalist at this time. However, he added, quote, there may be additional finalists in the future. According to the Sister Bay website, Jackson has been the administrator in that village since 2013. Zarzecki has split his duties between the administrator's office and his position as police chief since the village parted ways with former administrator Kurt Wallen more than a year ago. The search for a new administrator was halted for a time earlier this year by newly elected village president Dave DeGroot. The process started up again this summer. DeGroot recently said there is no timetable for hiring a new administrator. With Foxconn on the horizon, civic leaders and business development groups in southeast Wisconsin are increasingly concerned about finding enough qualified workers, which is why a regional conference for developing a collaborative strategy is taking place at UW Parkside this afternoon. Ideas already floated include targeting Wisconsin residents working at jobs in Illinois and trying to recruit workers to come here from other parts of the nation, according to Laura Million, business development manager at the Racine County Economic Development Corporation.
We have to just understand that as we look at new development coming into the community, we're having to shift our perspective, not just be reactive to what the existing needs are. We've got to think a little bit more globally, beyond just our county level. We've got to look in the region. We've got to look in Upper Midwest and beyond, you know, into the national arena. So we've got to be doing more attraction of people to be able to get them, you know, here. So you've got more population to, you know, come in and fill these positions.
This afternoon's conference at Parkside included Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, State Department of Workforce Development Secretary Ray Allen, and a vice president from Manpower, the temporary help firm. The gathering started with public comments and then a closed-door strategy session. Racine's Lakefront Festival site has been renamed Paul P. Harris Rotary Park, and while there's public perception it doesn't get used much anymore because there aren't as many festivals, the calendar shows the place is still quite busy and bringing in revenue to reduce the city's annual subsidy. During a presentation to aldermen recently, Executive Director Amanda Gain with VenueWorks talked about attendance going up with different types of events the past few years. Expected to help the bottom line, according to Gain, was a change this year in operational procedure on concessions and use of exclusive vendors.
We did bring all of our concession service in-house. We did have an outside vendor that was providing that before, and we would only retain about 20% of those sales. For 2017, we are retaining 60 to 70% now that we are doing it in-house, so able to generate some more revenue through in-house concessions. We're also working very closely with exclusive vendors, one being a caterer. We have been able to provide quality food with minimally increasing our costs.
Gain noted the city's subsidy to operate the site has been reduced by close to $100,000 from back in 2011. The Racine Common Council last week on a 9-5 vote extended the contract with VenueWorks for 18 months beyond the end of 2017, which incorporates the company's expertise in planning new venues like the proposed event center. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has a public hearing tonight on plans submitted by Bear Development of Kenosha for a large multi-component commercial project near Green Bay Road and Highway 165. Bear is proposing a 60,000-square-foot grocery store, a 23,000-square-foot multi-tenant building, two retail buildings, a retail service building, plus a convenience store. An amendment to the village's comprehensive plan is needed for the project to move forward. Bear Development is also working with United Hospital System, which is planning a 50,000-square-foot medical office building as part of the same proposed development to be called Main Street Market. Meanwhile, Milwaukee-based Aurora Healthcare is also expanding its presence in Kenosha County with plans for a $130 million medical office building and outpatient care center west of I-94. In Kenosha, the group Congregations United to Serve Humanity, similar to the Racine Interfaith Coalition, has started a fundraising effort to create a homeless shelter for those not covered by the new Shalom Center because of issues like drugs, alcohol, mental illness, or a criminal history. The group has an aggressive goal of establishing that shelter by December 1st, to the intent to make up for what the now-closed First Step facility offered. The Kenosha News quotes CUSH project organizer Marietta Huff as saying the shelter would cost about $100,000 to launch. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.